This is the Preacher Parker Show, back at it again with Viva La Revolution, ready to bring you a brand new podcast to your ears.
Welcome
back, everybody. What's going on, man?
It's a beautiful day.
4th of July coming up. Shit's about to get patriotic as it can be.
Independence Day.
Considering all the COVID stuff, though, it's going to be a little less patriotic.
So you feel like we're going to lose that independence right now? Do you think the independence feeling is going to be dead tomorrow?
No, there's going to be rednecks out there with guns and fireworks and beer. Humans are going to fucking do whatever they want. Some will get in trouble, some won't.
Got a good point right there, but at the same time, just think about the places that you can't go to, the bars that people want to go to, the beaches people want to go to.
Buy liquor at your
the theme local parks, liquor you know?
Store. That's all you need. Go to your local liquor store, get it, take to the house, boom.
I tell you one thing, you want to make people get mad real quick, this is all you have to do. All you have to do is tell people that all liquor stores are closed tomorrow. You want to see people get turned up?
Hell no.
You want to see America get turned up right there, boy? Nah, I don't want to see that. That would be a sad day in American history.
Liquor looting.
It would be like the biggest, they call you the Al Capone of 2020. Man, that'd be some real stuff right there, man.
I'd bootleg it. Say that though.
You bootleg
it. You know what I can see? Imagine this, if because of this COVID stuff, what if they end up banning cigarettes?
I see that'd be like, possibility.
Respiratory. Yeah.
How do you think that would turn out?
Savage.
Bootleg. There's just become a bootleg business. It'd be people selling cigarettes in the streets.
It'd be like jail.
But then it'd be another guy getting choked out. Sorry. The point is, I had to say it. Independence Day. I'm just gonna keep saying Independence Day throughout the podcast every now and then just to say it.
America.
So people know where they at. This is still America. This is still a great place to live. This is still a great country to be in. It's just as sad right now that the COVID-19 has really...
It's cock-blocked us for having fun. That's all it's done. It has been this that cock that swings in the face and stops you.
Wow.
Sorry for that guy. I had an emergency call. Not guy, but guys and gals.
Guys, girls, ladies, boys, them, they, theirs. You know, they all kind of...
Dogs, whatever you call yourself. Dingle dicks.
I hope that's not a name.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, 4th of July, America.
Yeah, Independence Day. Now, you know what? I'm not going to lie, though. Speaking of Independence Day, just like the movie, I always thought what would be kind of cool if an alien spaceship was just outside the house.
We were just talking about that.
You know what I'm saying? Just imagine tomorrow, it happens, you're outside... You know, you're smoking, you're drinking, you just got praying or whatever you was doing, and you open your door.
Jerking it.
You know, yeah, that stuff too. And then all of a sudden you look outside, you see this big ass spaceship, probably like 2 or 3 miles long, big ass round circle. It's not doing anything, it's just sitting there, like the Independence Day.
Shoot it.
At that moment, what is your last plans? That's real talk. What's your next move? Do you run? What do you got?
Shoot it.
You can't shoot everything, damn it.
Yeah.
If you shoot first, they're gonna attack you first, huh? No. You gotta wait.
They came in my space. My safe space.
Damn, what would I do?
I'd probably
literally just stare at it in amazement for like 20 minutes and then remember to pull out my phone and record it.
Record it, take pictures, and get the fuck out.
Get the F out. That's my dad's word.
We're gonna run from a 2-mile-long ship.
Fuck it.
I don't know, but I'm going 25 miles somewhere deep in the woods.
I've seen some horror
movies. Woods I don't even know about, because I'm just saying, I'm hoping they wouldn't attack that, because the population's so small, they're like, I don't want to go to the woods.
No, they might be like experiments, though.
That'd be the perfect
though.
Place for him to go.
Yeah, they could set up bases there, just wipe out the small town.
Damn.
You don't know what the fuck
that's,
it is.
They do always attack the small towns.
Rainforest,
you ever notice
bro.
That? Aliens always attack the lonely towns.
They attack everything. What the hell are you talking about?
Look at, what was that movie, the M. Night Shyamalan one with the aliens? They go to that little old, what is that called?
Attackable?
No. It's the farmhouse. They did a spoof on it, a scary movie.
Was that?
No.
God damn it.
Oh well. Anyways, they went to a little small farm like house. The aliens did. It's always something like that.
Yeah, but see, that's what I'm saying. So if aliens are so badass, why they always go to small towns?
They don't want to be small.
Why can't they drop in the motherfucking city and say what's up? But they will one day.
Maybe
or am I wrong?
Maybe they're partying and they need a rest stop to eat something. And we're like cattle.
Just the moment I had to look at you that way.
It's a true fact.
Damn it.
That's why you shoot them. You shoot them on sight.
But I mean, off topic, you know, we're going to talk about Independence Day throughout the whole podcast. Found out about it. My boy over here, Buttercup, said Epstein's what?
His ex-girlfriend. whatever the hell her name is. What is it?
Just Lane. Yeah, I don't
she
know
got arrested name, by the FBI on charges connected to the pedophilia and stuff today.
Wow.
But the question is she going to suicide herself with air quotations? Or is COVID-19 going to kill her?
Ooh.
What's going to happen that she's not going to be able to test?
All I said, if she dies within the next 3 weeks, this jump was already planned to kill her.
We're predicted it. She's going to either suicide or COVID's going to kill her.
I told you, we always predict the future.
Wink,
happens.
Wink, wink.
Nah. Well, I hope it doesn't happen. Hopefully they lock her ass in a box room like Magneto or something like that with all plastic walls and she can't do nothing.
No
and then they're surrounded by multiple cameras and everybody's just staring at you. Live footage. I would do a live footage on TV. Like, you know how you go on YouTube live and everybody's watching? Well, the camera just watching you live every day until the court case.
And then a robot guard.
Yes. Thinks. What? That's how you protect a criminal for real. I would do it if I was a
giant piece of shit.
Everybody's gonna have to deal watching, huh, damn it? Because we're gonna know that motherfucker ain't going nowhere. So then, if something does happen, and let's say all of a sudden you're watching on YouTube Live, and then all of a sudden the YouTube Live starts to act up for about 30 seconds or about a minute, and that's when you know she's missing. You're like, mother.
They're good then.
Yeah.
Still, you gotta think to get into when they killed Jeffrey Epstein, whoever did, to get in that federal building undetected, or maybe they greased some hands, paid some people some money, but. And then all the cameras stopped working, no witnesses, like it's fucking...
This connection's at a whole lot of higher levels.
You know when it's something like that happens, it's gotta go all the way to the top down there.
Damn. But who would want him dead that bad? Millions of people! Alright, I'm
Clintons.
Sorry.
I don't think it's the Clintons.
Ain't no convincing it's the royalties. Man, they murdered his
could
ass.
Could be the royals.
Oh, he could be still alive like Buttercup said a few episodes ago. We don't know, you know, but the bottom line about it, because they got his ass out of there before he was able to get some more information out there. And I heard that they had info on the people with the names. But are they chasing these people like we was talking about a little bit earlier ago? Are they chasing these guys that's really involved?
No.
Do you think these people are really getting...
If you follow... I don't really follow it, but I've heard about it. If you follow QAnon, apparently that's what that whole movement's saying, is that they are going after these people now.
Exactly. Which is good.
And that's why
I hope so.
All this chaos is happening.
I keep fucking up the circle.
Alright.
But it's hard to tell what's real anymore. It's like...
That's true, man, because everything... There's a lot of ways to fake things, but there's a lot of truth out there that needs to be exposed. And these pedophiles, sex trafficking, murdering, some devil-worshipping bastards need to go down. Every last one of them, man.
And
from the top down. Not from the bottom up. Because they always attack the bottom people first. They're the easy ones. No, I want the top bastards down.
Need the generals.
That's the problem I have with a lot of kid situations. We attack that little guy. It's like, if you go to a neighborhood and you can attack the guy that's selling drugs. But then you got to find the guy that gave him the drugs. Then you got to find the guy that gave that guy the drugs. Then you got to find the big shipmen, the big movers, who what country it came from, the originator of that plan, who was the mastermind. And then you got to find out which corporations or companies or politicians who are also involved with that. By the time you get that to the nitty gritty, you'll be like, hot damn, you probably be 90 years old, man, by the time you get everything.
Y'all are all some dicks and bad guys.
Why we ain't chasing those bastards? See what I'm saying? But they're locked. Yeah.
See, like, one thing about if there was a way... You could track money, kind of. Regular people can't,
though. Right.
What if there was a way that money had some type of tracker in it, right? So that they could trace everywhere your money's went, everywhere it's been, who you've dealt
microchip?
With, what you bought, like...
How would you microchip a money, though?
You
they
make,
do,
you
right?
You can make a microchip, like something super small that you can't see into a bill that's being made. It's possible.
Yeah, but that's why some people go into Bitcoin, but they got a different kind of currency where it can't be traced as easily. So then... Cause I know all the top dogs gotta be. Did you lose the motherfucker? Yes, but all the top dogs gotta. Hot damn it! All the top dogs gotta be using some kind of currency to protect themselves. You know what I'm saying? So.
Bitcoin.
Bitcoin is a good way to do it. There's probably other currencies out there we don't even know about that they're gonna release soon. But we've been using this for how long? You know, exchanging gold and silver.
I think you know, virtual money is gonna be the future way of doing it, or a chip.
Yes, or a chip, which is very true.
We'll have credits or some shit like that.
And everything will be in your hand or
ear,
on your person.
Body part. Your penis.
And that wouldn't that go good?
Anybody that part.
Wouldn't that go good with new COVID restrictions? Like, say COVID got really bad and they're like, oh, we got to get rid of money because it transmits too much of the disease. or just start. They could use COVID as a cover to do so
COVID
much
COVID is like
shit.
The biggest cover-up weapon of all times. What could I do to F you up? Legally.
Speaking of COVID, Bill Gates is talking about, there's a video of him talking, I guess it was his wife with him, wherever
right,
she was.
Right.
And they're talking about COVID-19 and how countries have dealt with it, and then he says, but, how would he say, it'll open their eyes, the second wave will open their eyes, and then he had a menacing little evil smile on his face, so did the chick. It's like they're releasing the virus when they want to.
I mean, Bill Gates made a virus back in the computer days, and they made it by the virus, and they didn't have to, you know, plumbers back. He get the, somehow he got to work in his favor by creating a virus back then during that time. So now, coronavirus comes out. Whose face is up there most popular? Bill Gates.
What we're saying is Bill Gates, you're greasy.
I gotta ask America a question, real talk, dog. Just real question. If you knew Bill Gates was a mass lord killer bastard, you actually had proof that he was out there killing people and having plans to have people tortured and whatever, would you do anything about it?
Yeah, I'd release
would
it.
Would anything be done about it, honestly?
Release it and die.
I would stop using Microsoft products. Well, I ain't gonna hunt them down.
I thought I heard he sold it.
I don't know.
Detective sucks. Bang. Meanwhile, he got plenty of money and tax, you know, tax, whatever you want to call it. They protect themselves. They got a whole lot of protection, man. Assets plan.
Speaking
everything.
Of the brain stuff virus, imagine we were talking earlier about people connecting their brains to computers and like how Tesla wants to do that.
Right.
So, imagine computer virus.
Elon.
Into the brains. And that would, like, that's something that could happen potentially if you were connected to computers.
I heard everything.
Or
something
hackers
like that,
hacking people.
Or an actual biological virus that manipulates the chip or something.
Hackers,
like
man. Hackers.
Or they cause an actual virus in the human body. Like how it would
what kind of virus? Like a mental virus? Just for the brain
like
only?
Computer.
Like you said. Like, yo, but die. Speaking of that computer stuff, just to get off topic. Because, you know, we always get off topic about stuff. They said if you take some of the ancient civilization cities and you zoom it from way up high, it's built and shaped the same way as the computer's chip modular parts inside of the computer. The way it's shaped, the way it's symbolized, the way it's positioned, computers are using the same ways that the Egyptian places, the Mayan places look from way up in the air. So, would that mean, in some sense, we are artificially simulated on this earth?
Matrix, boy. It's called the
Matrix.
Well,
imagine this. If you're God, well, let's see. If Satan's ruling this world and he wants to set up something like that, I'm sure that'd be easily doable through technology.
Right.
Or, if you flip it the other way, and God had, I'm sure he has certain things set in place to keep things going a certain
right.
way. But the Matrix, that's got to be the devil's trap. When you the Matrix is,
what's that word?
You know how when you're growing up, everything's normal.
Yep.
Like you don't question nothing. Everything seems okay. But then when you get old enough to question, and you start noticing things aren't like they should be.
You know what, Buttercup? You said something that's pure genius right now. I never thought about it that way. If you don't question anything in this world, are you considered the lost people? Are you considered the sheeples? Are you considered the ones that just don't believe in anything that can go wrong on the earth in some sense?
They want their own
say?
World to be perfect.
Yeah, their own world is not created. They don't see the world from what you're seeing. Because for you to question things, that's a good point. How many people actually really question things at a young age? I know you have, but how many people actually went out there and said, I'm going to do some research on this person or this thing, or I just found this and I found it interesting, because everybody doesn't find it interesting.
Does. It's like they stop halfway. They read the book, but they
and some people get,
stop.
You know, they get thirsty for knowledge on certain things that are entertaining to them, but if they don't want to learn about something that will shake up their entire life, their foundation, what they've known, what they've been taught, because when you start realizing the way the world is, everything you were taught in school, everything starts when you realize it was all waste. Like, it's, I don't know how to explain it.
Hold on. Pause.
So what you
I don't
said.
Know. This damn Matrix thing is still mind blowing to me. That's how I feel about the Matrix. I don't know.
11-11.
11-11. 808. 4, 4, 4, 5, 5, 5, 6, 6, 6, 6, 6, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7, 7
Here's something that don't, this is not connected to anything we talked about, just a random thought. Okay, so if God always was, then isn't 1 plus 1 3?
Yeah.
Because there can't be 0? How can there be 0?
There's 0.
No, but there's people that have proven that 1 plus 1, the original number, equals 3 originally. And Will Smith actually talked about it. And other people like that that used to read books about it, they said that's how their mental belief was. They thought that 1 plus 1 equals 3. It's not 2. So if they're thinking that way, why can't we think that way?
And you it's not even about if that's right. Like, the flat earthers, it's not about if the earth's flat or not. It's the fact that people are questioning reality, questioning things.
It's a Truman Show.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, man, that was some,
that's a
like
great
he started questioning things and started realizing
got,
something's not
but
right.
But that's when he got older.
See, like, look how long he was asleep. We're doing it at a young age. And that's what I'm saying for other people out there. You know, people, even if you don't believe anything we talk about on the podcast, if you wasn't willing to do your own research, you know what I mean? And at the same time, we trust Google for everything, even though Google, you know, I'm going to leave that alone right now. We know that Google also has a hidden agenda behind their background as well.
They're a business.
You feel what I'm saying? But at the same time, how do we know if they don't decide they want to author certain information too and then send it out to you as a true situation? You're like, oh, Google's always true. What if sometimes they're sending you a lie to cover up things that you try to find the truth on? That's why they always say, don't search for your own books. Go find local people that know the truth. Go find people that got history behind that culture that they don't, you can't get on the internet.
Look for the individuals that created.
There you go. Because if you go dig into that real research, then you find out who's really, you get lied to a lot more than you think you is. Because everything Google is not always true, is what I'm saying. People always like, oh, Google. When you're going to somebody else for an answer.
The Google Chrome. The symbol on your phone or computer is the 666.
Explain, sir.
That's symbolism. Study symbolism. There's something else that's... If you look into symbolism, because that's how these people communicate, it opens your eyes and you see the world in a different way. Symbols is how they communicate. But it's also going to be what... When enough people wake up and start noticing those symbols, that's going to be their downfall. That's what's happening.
Woke? You talking about wokeness?
No, not fake.
How woke you
not
are?
Not fake.
How woke are you?
Not fake SJW wokeness.
Oh, wait. What? Woke?
It's just, you know what? Woke is a scary thing. Because I don't know my job, but
he, bro?
For people that's out there in the world that has been, that has done it, or has discovered a few things about themselves, the beginning stages of being woke.
Terrifying.
To me, it's the most terrifying thing because your mind... It's like it broke, like your pineal gland just busted open. It's like, yo, there's so much stuff I need to learn. And you just sitting up there for hours. I don't know if you ever done it, but hours just digging,
days,
reading,
days.
Going through books, asking questions. Like, why all of a sudden I just broke out of that door? Like, I need to know what the hell is going
on.
Truthfully. Well, even without acid, it's like probably the same feeling. There's that mind. Bust up with that bubble of consciousness that needed to be released, that subconscious.
And it's literally almost sometimes, I think it was like instant because I went from, not, like I said, not questioning anything, you know, listening to whatever, not seeing no meaning in anything, believing that everything on the news to a few month time period where I started, something started changing, and then an explosion of me wanting to just seek knowledge.
See? Have you had that
LSD?
Cosmic part? Death?
Yes, I did LSD. I watched Get Out when it came out on LSD.
How was it? Was it different? Was it much more
terrifying? A little bit more.
Speaking of that,
but I watched it sober.
Get Out,
I watched it sober, not scary at all. On LSD, it was a little bit scary.
Cause you thought you was that person sinking into the couch.
It was just me and one other person, no one in there. It was fucking loud as hell.
You know what movie freaked me out though? I ain't gonna lie. I don't care what nobody says, but I first seen it, The Ring. The dark.
Oh, fuck that.
Well, I don't know. When she came out that TV, I don't care what you said, bro. I never seen those shots. I was like, yo! Kill that hoe, kill
that. I watched that at 9:30 p.m. when I was a little, when it came out.
Bro, I was like, kill that motherfucker. Kill it. Oh, bro, I don't know. I don't know, bro. That's a freaking thing. I start thinking, what if you see some shot like that for real? I'll be dipping out of town, bro. You would have seen
run?
It. It'd be a demon rape where I always talk about.
Would you run?
The demon rape.
I'll run.
Would I run if I didn't have a heart attack and die?
Okay, I'm running, boy.
I'm running. Jet ski.
Run, dude. We don't know.
Ain't no conversation.
Yeah, you don't want to try to find it.
Well, we can throw fight. Like a Bible at it and then just
that's the best thing.
You see it go, ah! I'll be like a witch.
No, I'll be like, yeah, there's a red point.
Now, we got a flamethrower, I said we can burn her. And we run, though, while we're running the place.
We just happen to have a flamethrower.
You could buy one.
How do y'all feel about Adrenochrome?
That's another.
I hear a lot about it right now. I've heard a lot about it. Have you heard anything about it?
Yeah, from him.
Supposedly,
I'm not necessarily just him.
For those that don't know, Adrenochrome is supposedly gathered and harvested. The way it's made is they kidnap children or whatever. They torture them psychologically, physically.
Wow.
And then they kill them. When they torture them, it's releasing all the adrenaline into their bloodstream, the children.
Heavy.
And so, while all that blood is pumped up with adrenaline, they kill the child, they drain the blood, then they drink it, and that's their fountain of youth. That's how some people seem.
The crazy part is I can't listen to it and be like, yo, that's some crap of bull, because with all the things that's going on around the world, there's some dark stuff going out there, and people that sit to that dark web probably have seen horrific things that you shouldn't have to see as a person. And I'm just thinking about, how could you personally, even if you didn't know, if you didn't see the kid die, you didn't have no hands involved with it, but somebody cast you a cup of blood outside the door and said, here you go, got your fresh cup of blood, kid's blood, consciously, could you really?
I'd throw up.
Really consciously, could you really drink that cup? Like, there's no way in freaking hell. Let's say it was your first opportunity, Buttercup. You know, cosmic. You over there, you going to a mansion party, local celeb, having a good time. All these fine girls or guys, whatever you into is in there. You having a good time, getting a few drinks. You probably sample some drugs. You probably got a little freaky in there. And all of a sudden, you see everybody getting together. Yo, it's the 9 o'clock. What that mean? What that got to do with anything, man? Party still pumping? Nah, man, it's that time. We gotta have a little talk. A little talk. And everybody get together, little rolls and then little ceremonies. You like, yo. I don't know what kind of party is it, but can I go? Nah, bro, you gotta stay in this for a little bit, man. It's awesome.
Guess you who gotta, you're gonna end up being.
Right? You know what I mean? And then all of a sudden, you're like, all right. And then you just checking it all out. And everybody starts passing around little cups, and you're like, yo, what's that drink of it? This will make you younger and stronger and wiser. And whatever they sell you, them selling the bullcrap they give you. And then you see that cup, and it's all dark and
I'm gonna murky slap, it and out the, slap it out of their hand and fucking run.
I like his
they
ass.
They probably got security, though.
Well, fuck, they're gonna sacrifice me then.
Would you drink it just so you don't be a sacrifice?
Fuck, no.
No, fuck that. I'm gonna either run or fight. I'll try to run first.
I think my eyes wide shut, but I don't know, it's probably darker than that. But I'm telling you, man, people really go through situations like that, and I'm thinking about at that moment, man, drinking blood. I don't care if it's pink blood. I'm not drinking no motherfucking blood, first of all.
But people think this type of stuff sounds far-fetched, but this shit goes
way back in history.
All kinds of cultic rituals. I'm sure the Celts and
Queen Mary. Queen Mary alone had all those young girls killed, those virgin girls killed, slaughtered them, bathed in their blood, and drank some of it. Come on, man. Blood of that vampire, whatever. He killed a whole bunch of people, hanged them on spears, and he was drinking some of their blood. Blood the Impaler. So don't give me that, oh, people don't drink blood, BS. People drink blood. It's just, how could you drink a human blood, man? You know what I mean? Like, what the, bro? Even that, what's that wish name? Amberich, whatever that name, dark hair lady, witchcraft lady out there in California. She gets a lot of celebrities over there. They make cakes out of, like, human form cakes.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. Maria Abramovich.
Yeah, Maria Abramovich, something like that. Yo, that lady alone creeps me out, bro. You trying to tell me this lady's normal? Everybody's like, it's just art in the finest form. I ain't no damn art. Ain't no motherfucking art in hell got you drinking some kind of blood, doing some kind of twisted ass rituals, man. What the freak, bro? Yo, people are lost out here, for real, though. For real, though. There's some lost ass people out here, man.
There's still people walking around that literally have no idea anything strange to have except the COVID-19. That's it.
It's just crazy. How far-fetched can, how hidden can you be in the shadows, man? How far, you know, how far out there you cannot be knowing that some of these things exist? You know what I'm saying? It's the same when you look at politics. Same thing when you look at the, you know what, death in your communities.
They're stuck in a fallen
state. It's like
state.
Children missing. I mean, you can look it up right now. Ask how many children was missing in 2010. Just look it up.
Every year.
Every year. Just in those years. And when they say the number's like 100,000 or more, I'm like, we don't have enough cases on the news that talk about kids missing. I know we didn't find them all.
Another thing I heard they do is when they go to natural disasters happen, like in Haiti, I heard a bunch of kids went missing after the earthquake in Haiti, not just dead from the earthquake, I mean, like,
See?
People get snatched up when unaccompanied minors and stuff try to cross the border. The most time they're getting snatched up, and you don't know what they're... No one...
Nobody knows,
who's going to look for them?
They've been either tortured, trafficked, experimented on, used, or probably arrested, if, you know, if that's the luckiest case you might get. But, damn, man, it's just crazy. Nobody think that these things are actually happening out here, man.
You think you're crazy?
Crazy my ass.
All this shit used to be out in the open back in the old days. The only difference is now they had to hide this shit.
We don't have Alex Jones anymore.
Huh? Oh, yeah, fucking Alex Jones.
Yo, I can see why people laugh at Alex Jones, but yo, at least he was trying to speak some real jokes sometimes.
The water's turned the frogs gay.
He was right.
But he wasn't lying.
He's right about
it. He wasn't lying, because it was two frogs actually turning gay.
Some of the shit he said was stupid, but yeah. Some of it was spot on.
Creepy. That's why the Jordan Crow is why celebrities do it. You know why they do it? Because they want to stay young and healthy. And if you look at all these celebrities right now, as far as we can tell, they looking old and raggedy. They looking busted. They looking like vampires that sit in the sun too damn long. Hot damn, that's what they look like right now. They lost their youth.
Super fast aging. Now look at Madonna. Look at fucking...
Ellen, man.
Ellen, yep.
Look at all of them. Tom Cruise. All of them looking like
Tom
they...
Tom Hanks.
Bro, Tom Hanks. No, my fault. Not Tom Cruise. Tom Hanks, man. Look at them, man. They look like they've been... They need some love. Young love, that's what they need. Young kids' blood, that's what they need. Some sick ass bastards, man. They can be mad as hell.
And all that shit connected to Jeffrey Epstein.
Woo.
I feel like he was.
He didn't kill himself.
He was like the middleman. Like, he was the pimp to the elite for children. He was the pimp for the children to the elite.
Independence Day, out there.
The worldwide elite, the royals, everything. Saudi Arabian, their leaders, their family, I mean.
And they killed that man.
Well, we're gonna end up this.
How long did he last? A month? 2 months? He can't have been more than 2 months.
I think a few weeks.
They killed that man fast. And that's how you know something's real. If you kill a man that quick or suicide that quick, you know something's real. You know some things got busted open. Now, how y'all feel about the mandatory mask thing, man?
I don't like it.
I fucking hate it.
I don't like it because...
Is it safe?
I don't care.
Is there any science behind that? Who's done the science? It's safe to wear a mask all the fuck, every day, all the time. And just breathe in your CO2.
They said 8 and older has to wear it.
And most of the masks are cloth masks and stuff. And that's not protecting no one from shit.
The disease,
the virus, whatever, it's microscopic. The cloth, when they sew the fucking mask together, the cloth's not microscopic.
Exactly.
The shit can go right through.
Man, speaking of that fast, buttercup, hot damn, people need to hear that.
Now, maybe if you have... The N95 respirators and stuff like that.
But I heard it's not as good outside of contaminated areas. It's already made to deal with only contamination from the beginning, so it backfires in some sense. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So every mask you have somehow has a different effect, and each mask has a different recommendation place for it. Bottom line about it, if you was meant to die, you're going to die. COVID or no COVID.
Here's what I see it as, and people call me stupid, whatever. I see it as another form of them showing their plans through symbolism. Everyone, mask on the face,
surrender.
As in silence. Be silent, be surrender. You
surrender,
know?
Yep.
Surrender your rights, surrender your will.
People are surrendering their rights, and some people are standing up saying enough is enough. And the thing is, how far do we go?
Man,
how far do we go? How long is mask gonna last? I'm down here in December. I'm here at longer.
Oh,
you know what I mean? Because you look at. Yeah, COVID. I mean, look at Florida alone, man. 10,000 cases in one day. Come on, hot damn it.
They're going to keep releasing.
Is it real?
And I did say releasing. They're going to keep releasing a stronger version every once in a while, I'm thinking. A mutated strain that's even stronger each time. And then fucking zombies.
Zombies.
No, I'm
zombies.
Just playing about
the
zombies,
wave two.
You never
the wave
know.
Two is the zombies.
Man, it sucks too. You know what's crazy? 2020 has broken every record in the book. There's more stuff coming out here. From the locusts in India, they get swarmed up.
What if the zombies are all the people, is symbolism for all the people that can't wake up or won't wake up, that are blind and still sleep?
Those are the zombies. And that's why they walk all slow.
And that's their World War II.
They're like a bunch of Patricks.
Oh, then fuck.
People that wake up is like Patrick from SpongeBob.
Yeah.
Basically, it's just what you are. It's a lost ass crash. It's a sad day in history to be that sleep. I'm just saying, in 2020, you should be a little bit enlightened. What I do like is more people that's coming to me that's younger and younger that's more woke. Because it's the youth right now that's actually trying to find this truth.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what they're afraid of. That's why they want to drop this code. They want to kill the woke ones and the youth, the fast. Get rid of them. Because the old people, they can handle. How many old people are going to be able to fight them?
No.
How many children are going to be able to fight them? But if you can take out the motherfucking anybody between the ages of 21 to like 37, 38, and bottom all off, they're like the bottom. They're the ones that's out there like, hey man, we got to do some research. We got to fight back against the resistance. We got, you know, we got all these different things, all these ideas, and they want to kick all their asses down.
If COVID got in your mask, I have to jump back in this. If say you're breathing in the COVID, or part of the particles around, whatever, however the fuck it works, and you breathe in, so it's going to get in your mask because we already said it's microscopic. So then you just be breathing in COVID over and over and over. That'd probably make it even worse. I don't know.
Yeah, that's some heavy ass stuff.
I want to know. I really want to know what next year's food death total is going to be.
Zero.
Non-existent. And they're attributed all to COVID.
Well, Bill Gates is talking about how he's talking. This motherfucking second wave is coming this within a month or so. Because right now it's Florida big. But like I said, there are some rumors out there. Now, I'm not saying it's true or false, like people say. But people are saying they're seeing some
summer
nurses that are making up numbers and saying it's COVID. You know, it's all about collecting a check out of some hospitals.
Mm-hmm.
Everything is COVID. I'm not saying it's 100% true. There are people that probably really do have this thing that are really dying out there. But at the same time, 10,000 cases in one day in Florida. Let's be real, bro. There's a bigger agenda than this. Why do you want Florida to be shut down so bad?
Yeah. That's, I didn't even thought
come
about
on,
like
man.
That.
Why?
It's the mask industry.
No.
They're the ones doing all this.
The villainous mask industry.
No, look at it.
We need to sell more masks. COVID plus.
They created COVID.
Nah, man. Everybody's blaming the Chinese, but the Chinese didn't create COVID. This joke was planned. This joke was planned from the beginning of the whole scenario. Or scenario, how you say it. But a lot about it, I don't like this COVID thing. I'm tired of it. People are actually getting sick. People are actually dying. And then there's a lot of people that's getting blamed for COVID and for not really having the COVID. And at the same time, you got people able to not able to go open up their businesses. Imagine opening up a brand new business and you gotta shut it down as soon as you start it just because the COVID thing is stopping you from having any kind of company or people to come to your workplace. Just imagine, you know, having plans that you pay for all these travels or sports and then you can't do these things because what? The COVID got in the way. Just imagine, you know, being in your workplace and you thought you had a job and they tell you next day, hey, we don't need you because you're not essential anymore. What the, man? This COVID has ruined a lot of lives, and then Florida's unemployment rate is skyrocketing. And then you hear that people, there was an Orlando Post that said, we need people to come back to work, but we know people are not coming back to work because they're getting paid more to be out of work. So why would I go back to work? And they're saying it's messing up the society economy as well because now people's not coming back. But they're like, yo, I'm getting paid 600 a week or more right now. Why would I go back to a job where I'm getting paid 300 a week?
That's
kiss my ass.
No, that's not convincing.
You know what I'm saying? So but, now people are like, I want to stay home and get paid, but I heard they're trying to stop.
Yeah, at the end of this month.
At the end of the month for unemployment. So how do people go to quit their job right now just to fill up unemployment because they know what's about to happen?
About that COVID round two, I don't remember where I read it, but I read something about it was something to do with symbolism and how the stock market was going to recover all summer. It was going to start looking great. But then right when the fall hit, then the stock market was going to fall because something happens. I'm assuming it's going to be COVID round two.
So what you're saying, we need to invest our money in the right stocks right now so they go up, and then we take it out before the big wave come? You know, like a George Soros move? Sorry, my fault. I didn't mean to say that out loud. George motherfucking Soros. Don't you know all of them? How is it, which is illegal, to know exactly when to take your money out or to put your money in a stock exactly when and then put it at a certain time. It's illegal. It's almost like they knew so it was going to happen. But these guys like George Soros, they could do that junk all day and nobody says a damn word. Flipping money. Flipping billions. Flipping money like it's toilet paper.
Taking money out sometimes before, say, a terrorist attack is going to hit something. They'll take their money out of a company related to that or something.
Absolutely.
They have the most of shit's planned.
Yes. You know what I'm saying? So all I'm saying is, damn it, George Soros. Speaking of George Soros, let's talk about Black Lives Matter. Now, we know that George Soros is a big funder, or whatever you want to call him, with Black Lives Matter.
Mm-hmm.
Now, if you trace George Soros for people that are lost, look it up, do some research, do your own research, all right? I don't want to be the person that said I gave you the answer. Do it your damn self. Do the research, do some history, and find out what this guy's really involved in. And then you ask yourself, what is Black Lives Matter really about? Yes, we have, for black people, we have a different mindset. We're just thinking of it as our movement to make changes for ourselves, better with our economy, better with our social justice, you know, making a movement to better our lives, which is great. And I hope we continue to fight for that justice. But at the same time, we all know, as people that are more woke to this, there's a bigger thing going on with Black Lives Matter. You know what I'm saying? Am I right or wrong, Buttercup?
Like, for example, I've heard that some people, when they went to donate to George Floyd for his memorial, that it would take them to Democratic sites to make donations, stuff like that. I think all it is the Democrats capitalizing on black people's suffering. They're capitalizing and trying to make a profit from this tragedy and this movement that's going on.
To
that's
endorse exactly them, because they showed the money going to Joe Biden. They showed it going to Bernie Sanders. What's that name? Not Rob Warren, but for the, that one lady that was going for the Democrats. Something Warren. That one lady with the short hair. Elizabeth Warren. She was getting donated from this. I think, how y'all getting donated from Black Lives Matter? Why are you getting donated? You're not even president. Going for presidency no more. Boy, there's something's going on with that. Mm-hmm. All right? And then I was doing some discovery. I'm just having fun with it. But if I was read with Buttercup, the original native for black back in the days was considered white. So, when you're out there, just you know, theory, keyword, a theory, but what are you out there yelling, Black Lives Matter, Black Lives Matter, and the person that's really involved with the top dogs know what the original meaning behind it, so they're saying that you're saying White Lives Matter, just not knowing it, and then you actually, you know, speaking to existence that White Lives Matter in your life still considers does not matter, so you still going for the same cause.
And that is the party of slavery, of the Democrats fought against desegregation. The Democrats fought against, I forget which amendment it was, the end of slavery. The Democrats fought against all that. The Democrats created the KKK.
Yep.
They funded it.
Yep.
People forget all this past. So right now you have them all of a sudden, once again, profiting off black lives right now. I mean, it seems like the same
thing. Seems like a circle to me. I'm just saying people need to wake the hell up, because we got some lost ass sheeples out here right now that don't pay attention to the things. And you know, also with Black Lives Matter, you see a lot of things changes in the country for the good and the bad, because we see both things happening. You know what I mean? Because when I say the bad, I'm gonna speak of the bad first before I talk about the good, is there are a lot of people that's using this as a weapon as well. You know, whether it's to attack a person based on a culture. Now, just because it's Black Lives Matter, everything means, hey, you're not down with this, you're an enemy. You know what I mean? You shouldn't be able to use it as a weapon. That's my problem with that, you know what I mean? Now, as far as, like I said, the positive, yes, got a lot of movements, a lot of things with police are changing a lot of their rules. You know, a lot of, hopefully, people in their communities are getting better and starting to wake up a little more.
Now, and as far as the name, Black Lives Matter, if you were going to use... All right, say you wanted to do something that most people don't like. First, you're going to call it something that everybody can identify with. So, let's call it Black Lives Matter, because who can argue with that? Those words right there.
Nobody.
Who can be against that statement?
Nobody can be against that.
No one can be against that statement. So, let's call it that. That's all it is they're using... It's just being used. People being used.
You...
Popeye the Sailor Dick.
You heard it here first, folks.
Popeye the Sailor Dick.
Mm-hmm.
Hot damn. That's more epic than Epstein. Oh, Weinstein. Did Weinstein go to jail? Yeah, right?
Harvey Weinstein? Yeah.
Woo! Mm-hmm. But Kevin Spacey's still walking.
Or is he?
That motherfucker's a murderer, dog.
Or is
he? Did you see the video? Well, he says killed him with kindness while he was going for the trials. Bro, the smile he had was like, I'm about to get fucked. Because you know all people that was going against him?
Dead.
All of them dead. Mm-hmm. Mysteriously. Four of them dead. And nobody's dead. Asking questions. They just accidentally even suicide, got hit by a car. Come on, man. Come on. What? This ain't like a motherfucking movie. I don't know what it is. But he's smiling at home like, yeah. Three more guys to touch. Nobody's going to do anything about it.
One thing I don't believe in. It's coincidence. I don't believe in that.
What?
Because everything has meaning. There's no coincidences. If shit happens to you 17 times in a row, it ain't a fucking coincidence.
Look at the, look, how about this? Look at the facts. Hillary Clinton's emails. Big deal. The people that actually investigated the emails, none of those officers are missing. Coincidence? Nah, I don't know.
They all got paid.
They all got paid to shut up or they all got killed?
A little both.
Speaking of that, she's supposed to be going to court.
Why they cover that up?
Very soon she's supposed to be going to court.
Why did I talk about that?
They're not gonna
Why
talk
is that
about
not
it?
Important? You know, the news said they have to talk about the truth. But when it's time to expose the truth, they all tell the same story and the same damn lie. How is every news shot in the world got the same damn story? Not local news, but as far as the big news streams, all of them got the same exact story, the same way they say the words. You see the little video they put it on where everybody said the same exact words of news? How can you all say the same thing? You're all different states, different places.
Scripted.
Plan. You will say it this way, or you will not only lose your job, or vice versa, or whatever's going to happen to you. That's why all newscasts are on cocaine. All right. I might not be factual, but I think it's a
pretty strong truth.
Like CNN, who can honestly, like, I don't understand what humans literally, I can't picture this in my mind, can watch CNN news right now and be like, you know what, I learned a lot today. That was a very wholesome experience. It's literally cringy to watch that.
Don Lemon.
Yep. He's a fucking idiot. All them people on the whole, you can tell the news is that has that station has an agenda. It's obvious. It's the most obvious out of all the news stations.
What's that guy? What's the freaking guy? I can't think of his damn name. Oh, there's so many damn newscasters out there. I used to like that one guy with the blonde hair.
Tom Burgundy?
What guy?
It's a guy with a blonde, it's like a blondish hair, like a little short, flat top, wears glasses. Charles or Anthony or something like that. I can't think of his name. Yes, a white guy. But he ended up coming out the closet a few years ago, or, you know, but he's on the news. Big dude. He's famous, real famous. If I find his name, I'll tell you. But he used to be my dude, man. Because he used to get straight to the point, tell you exactly how it is, and he would get emotional with this truth. You know what I mean? But then things start to change, you know? It's just crazy, man. There's a lot of things we gotta learn. But you got a point. The news is cringy as hell.
And another thing we gotta realize is there's a lot of people. It's fine. Anyone can live any lifestyle they want. Anyone can be anything they want.
Right.
But there comes a point in time when you really have to have a serious conversation about if the majority of the population is not a certain way, should we let the minority percentage of the population dictate how our world turns and dictate what new laws come into play and dictate how we all change, how the majority changes based off of what the minority wants, which is exactly what happens right now.
Hot dang it, it's scoop of the day. That's exactly what's happening.
Well,
that's exactly what's happening, man. How you let the 1%ers or whatever, 5%, I don't care what they are, run the world.
Not even that. I'm talking about from the aspect of, for example, the LGBTQ movement
okay,
and all
okay,
that.
Okay,
like,
I see what you're getting at now.
And all these other movements that push these laws to get changed, that push their views onto all of us.
And then we follow the laws that they got provided for us, basically.
Yeah,
you gotta
the majority it. Is always.
We outnumber our enemies every day. Or we outnumber different politics, or outnumber different movements. We outnumber all these people, but yet we are weakened by small voices that somehow scream loud enough to get attention.
Like now, here's an example. All this stuff now about everything's becoming racist, Aunt Jemima, all this stuff. Like, the minority of people felt this way.
Right.
And they just yelled loud enough and barked loud enough till more people started, you know, repeating the same shit like parrots watching a fucking TV. And then that's when shit happens. And then, so all of a sudden, because some people decided it, everything's racist now. If it's white, it's racist. If it's a statue, it's racist. You know, oh, speaking of that, we need to bring that up.
Uh-huh.
The Confederate statue stuff that they're trying to take down and all that. That is the Democrats trying to hide their past. That is exactly what that is. Because if you look, almost every one of them were Democrats.
Yep, all the Democrats. Yeah, you're right.
Not only that.
Democrat cover-up, that's what they call it.
Nancy Pelosi said something about they took some pictures down and portraits from some government building of all people from the Confederacy.
Right.
And then she didn't mention, until you look yourself, they were all Democrats. Mm-hmm. They're trying to hide their past right now.
Yeah, because so they knew the movement is going on, and people are waking up to certain things. So if you destroy that history, they can get away with their new agendas, basically what you're saying.
They can repeat the history they want.
Keep your history. Keep your history. Nah, nah.
You don't gotta like it.
Just do some research, man. Learn from it. Get all the books. Steal all the books. Steal all the history books, the real books. Keep it to yourselves. Put it a secret archive for the woke people only. And so that way they don't get to burn the books down. Burn other places and the buildings and all the damn things.
Churches.
And churches. They want, you know, they burn all the historical stuff.
Oh, now. Remember, white Jesus is racist too now. I don't know if you heard that.
Yeah. Oh,
I already saw it coming.
Well, it's bound to happen.
Which, no one knows what color Jesus was, but that's not the point. It's
Jesus.
Why can't Jesus be all colors?
Why can't he be rainbow colors?
No.
Yeah, well.
Oh, well, no, see, the rainbow was stolen.
Yes, rainbow was stolen. That's a, you know what? I don't want to hurt people like that, but I would.
That was
you good. Don't have the rights to take a symbol and say that you own that symbol. And it's, that's the way it is. When every day I was born, I could look outside, look at a beautiful rainbow, see
like,
the colors, and say, man, Lord, thank you for not letting the earth flood again. And now you're telling me that this rainbow is your community, and the rainbow means you. And every time I see a rainbow, I got to think about you.
Why can't they pick a unicorn?
No, you can't own that either.
No.
Speaking of
look
that.
The bronies.
What was I going to say?
It's different than the
oh yeah, I saw something. So now people are protesting July 4th saying this holiday is racist.
Oh yeah.
And they're saying
what?
To the indigenous
instead
people.
Of being patriotic on that day or anything, you should wear rainbow flags and colorful stuff and no patriotism, no fireworks. That's
who
all
said
racist.
We should wear rainbow stuff? That's the question.
Yeah, who's the person you should kind of
stupid? I don't know, some dumb.
I thought said you want to be.
It's on TikTok.
I thought you said you want to be a West.
Oh wow!
No, I'm saying people are influenced by all that shit.
Yeah, obviously.
Which, by the way, TikTok, Chinese app.
But somebody said that they believe that the Chinese created that app so they could check and trace where your location is and do some other stuff. They can actually see it to your house and stuff like that. Now I don't want to say that's 100% true because I'm not going to blame a culture.
You white supremacist.
Talking about whenever we say something like that, Chinese, whatever, we're talking about. The powers that be there,
yeah.
The government,
the
not,
government
not the people.
Okay, there you
man,
go.
Man, we can all get high together.
There you go. Drink together.
We're never talking about the individuals. We're talking about
the corporations that's in that position. Yeah, you're right.
They have
politicians.
They have all that.
They got some top dogs out there to do some dirt. Yo, what about what's going on in Yemen? Nobody's talking about the 25 million people that are starving out there. Children are starving out there. We're not talking about what's going on in Yemen. Let's talk about that other country, UMR, where they're taking Muslims and they're actually being tortured and put in concentration camps right now in China. Why are we not talking about that?
Yeah.
Huh? What's up with that, America? All lives matter. What about the people, the kids, is getting beaten up? And sexually trafficking and abused. Are we talking about their lives?
What about the slaves that are still slaves in other countries
yes.
to this day?
Yes. Are we talking about their lives? All right. If we're going to talk about lives matter, every damn body matters in every damn part of the world who are affected in a way that they can't have no help and nobody's paying attention to them right now. And that is the biggest crisis of all.
No. If the world was colorblind.
I'm about to cry, bro.
If the world was colorblind, it'd probably be so much better.
Have you read that book? I forgot what it's called.
Was that a movie?
Yeah, they made a movie.
The world is blind.
I just had a thought.
No, it's like a perfect society.
They're all blind.
No, well, they're colorblind.
Then you wouldn't be able to say Black Lives Matter. You'd just be like, Lives Matter.
You get 60 years old, you all go to an old people's house. And
I know what they say the cause is. They're trying to fight police brutality, all that stuff, but.
Hey, there are cops out there that are dicks. We understand that.
There's going to be shitty people in the world regardless of what you... There's going to be pieces of shit. There's going to be assholes. You can't eliminate stupidity. You can't eliminate shittiness.
You know, this is the last
thing.
We
got to
speak some real ass show. Hot damn it. You're right. My problem is the world Bollywood peaceful for a few weeks. You still gonna have a few damn idiots that's gonna come out there and wanna be riots and wanna tear up stuff and wanna steal and wanna loot or wanna rape or wanna kill. It's just, isn't there a part outside about in the Revelations at the end that says outside of the kingdom of believers said there will still be worshippers and hormones or something like that.
There'll be other people.
Other people outside of that protection of a plan. So that almost telling me that even though I made it to the promised land, outside of those gates are still enemies, are still wicked people. So they still exist even when time ends. So when you're waiting for it to be saved and to be protected and it's all over, just realize there's going to still be enemies. There's going to still be people that's bad. Now, they might not be humans, I don't know, but it's still going to be people out there.
Rape whores.
Out there. That's just sick-ass bastards that don't want to change. Whether we like it or not.
That's free will for you. That's the purpose.
And that's why if Satan gets unleashed again for another round when all this is said and done. Because God's still going to have to... There's still going to be people that get all this time with them and they're still going to fall away.
You know what? Let's speak on some real stuff, people. Let's speak on some real stuff. Do you feel that there's something missing at the end of Revelation that's not written?
Yeah. I think God keeps secrets for a reason.
Like, any of this book is swallowing. That's what he told John.
He can't
right?
handle the truth.
There's, I think he leaves certain things unrevealed for a reason. And that we'll probably learn about it after the fact. But there's probably some things humans shouldn't know.
Okay, but let's do it in two of the scenarios.
One, black hole.
At the end of it all, finally goes to the peaceful, beautiful life that we all love and dream about and we want to be happy ever after. Or, is there a hidden chapter behind that where after everything is peaceful, there's another, that's like a video game, another dark chapter that's about to happen. But this time, we're not actually fully human. We actually have abilities. In some sense. It's almost like Apocalypse coming back. Or, you know, think about those great Marvel characters like a
Thanos
coming back. You know, it's almost like those kind of situations. You know what I mean? It's like Bison from Street Fighter coming back. Those guys, when you thought it was over, and all of a sudden this guy like Shao Kahn from Mortal Kombat come down and say, it is not over.
Again?
Mortal Kombat! And he's all like, what the freak? I thought it was over, man. Like, what the hell, where you come from?
Man, that's... That'd be in the Bible part 2.
That's the after part.
Just imagine a Bible part 2. Man, you know, he just said some heavy stuff right now. I think people that's, anybody that's high or drinking or sober or, you
jerking.
Know, just really spiritually, anybody ever thought of the words, well, Buttercup just said it's first time in history. I don't think I've ever heard that part ever. The Bible part 2. Do you think there would be a Bible part 2?
Yeah.
Come
yeah,
on, Cosmic.
Yeah.
Like you said hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
How do you think it would be though?
Cosmic.
Perfect.
That was sweet. That was so sweet.
I had to say something like that.
Wow.
No, it's going to be awesome. I'm still going to fight Buttercup.
Like a new beginning.
Fraternally.
I would just honestly hope that when I get reincarnated, I'm like an X-Men character or a Dragon Ball Z character. I'm not being phony or stuff like that, but I really don't want to come back human where I have no abilities. I gotta be able to jump high or something, fly. Something's gotta happen. I can go through walls, something, man. Something's gotta go be cool. Because I can't go down coming back the same exact way I started. I'm like, nothing changed. You know what I'm saying?
I wanna be a killer.
I think that'd probably come because there's supposed to be 1,000 years
right.
here.
Right.
And then I think we're gonna be regular during that 1,000 years.
Yeah, I think about it too.
But after that, when the new earth's created and the new creation, maybe we get a new.
The Bible part 2.
Bible part 2.
Then there was Buttercup. And an ancient civilization came upon the world upon the clouds, entered into a new realm. But this time, they were ready. And then, boom, he was like, oh.
He doesn't know his third grenade at him.
There won't be grenades. Your hands will be able to shoot cosmic bullets that come out of your hands and explode galaxies with one touch.
Oh, gosh.
What the freak?
That's too much power.
Too much
I don't have a cosmic grenade right now, then.
Cosmic grenade.
I mean, Gazing has a title, too.
That'd be terrifying. Like a little small force field, and it just literally sucks up even reality itself.
I'm just saying, everything is not fake 100%, such as X-Men and stuff like that, because I just.
I
like
think
we,
see,
we just
possible.
Seen a video about a dude doing chi.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Stuff on fire.
Catching stuff on fire, using that. Looking that up, people. Japanese guy using chi as a power and making a paper turn to fire. There is abilities out there that we don't know about, such as levitating, or, you know, transportation, or not transportation, but.
What if.
What's it called?
Levitation.
Teleportation.
Telepathy.
Telepathy. There you go.
Telepathy, teleportation.
You know what I mean? This stuff that is going on.
To go along with, what if the reason we don't use our full brain is God has part of it shut down? And then, what you said, okay, so the next part happens, turns that part of the brain on, that's where the power is.
That's okay, so you're like a Final Fantasy style.
I'm going to fight you then.
Oh, We made Final Fantasy 59. Duke. I'm telling you, man, you're freaking gangsta as heck. I would love it. I ain't gonna lie, I would love it. I'll be the Lord Soldier there. Cut out with some gangsta ass dark wings and just, you know, the giant ass. I'm cutting everybody in sight. I don't give a damn.
I wanna see if you'll let me make a cosmic weed. Grow cosmic weed.
I always said this to my brothers when I was younger, just off topic, just some random stuff. One of the Lord said, I'll let you create your own planet.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be cool.
That'd be sick. Mind blowing, man. Cause you have to put your mind to the center. How was he able to do it? You gotta go. It would take years.
Oh no!
And I'm talking about more than light years to create that.
How would you do your planet? How would you do your planet, Preacher Parker?
A giant ass. I don't know, purplish, orangey, darkish color with a beautiful light and beam, waters, everything. I don't know, plenty of places to sleep. I can't imagine that, dude. That's too heavy.
That is too heavy.
I have my perfect world, but mine sounds gloomy though. It's like a rocky world. There's like a few oceans. It's always dark,
uh-huh.
And it always rains. Like not like overcast. It's always overcast. Right. Always raining 24/7. And there's pot everywhere. And that's it.
Pretty good world.
Yeah.
I get tired of the rain eventually.
I would. I love the rain.
You need to move to Seattle, dude.
I want to, but I don't want to. Choptown. Is it Chaz? Yeah, sure. It's in Seattle. Right, Chaz is in Seattle.
Yeah.
Hey, but you enjoy the life out there. The nature out there, the rain. It's a beautiful country close to Canada. Can't go wrong.
And Canada.
I go to Canada. I'm seeing the trip.
Guys,
boys.
Last few words for Independence Day. For those that's out there to celebrate Independence Day, what have you got? Come on, Cosmic. Come on, Buttercup. What have you got?
Fucking get hammered. You need this weed, whiskey, and wonders. You just need to touch yourself. You need to fucking have some fucking fun.
You need to drink a beer while smoking a blunt, while petting a bald eagle, while reciting the Constitution and waving an American flag, while watching fireworks. Then you need to stand up and scream America.
And if you have a mullet, it makes
sense. I didn't know how you came up with that, but that was beautifully said. And both of you said some crazy stuff, but what? I was going to say, man, just be safe out there with this COVID day, Independence Day. Drink socially with your buddies. Stay low key. Keep your guns to the ground. Don't shoot nobody by mistake. Please, can we have a day in America where we don't kill each other? That's what I ask for.
No.
A day. One day a month. But today, Independence Day, don't kill, don't rape, don't steal. Have all the fun you want. Drink, smoke, make love.
Trash.
You know what I mean? Do the things you enjoy without harming your enemy or your friends.
Drink with your enemy.
Drink with your enemy. There you go. Love your enemy. Call somebody. It's Independence Day, man. Anybody can die tomorrow with this COVID thing. That's scary ass stuff. This is real. Hey, Dad, what Edward?
America.
He brings beer. I bring beer. We drink each other's beer.
We're beer buddies.
Yeah. Get sloshed.
Beer bonding. Beer buddies.
Beer bonding.
Beer bonding.
Beer bond buddies.
I tell you.
Right now, the Preacher Parker Show is Viva La Revolution. Y'all want to say the last thing? Anybody?
That's all we got.
That's all we got. Appreciate y'all, man. And happy Independence Day. Happy 4th of July. Stay blessed, y'all. Out.